Abbas brings new creed to Lincoln, September 23, 1912. The Lincoln, Nebraska Daily. Advocating the teachings originated by his father, tending towards the unification of humanity, and known as the Baha'i Movement, Abdu'l-Bahá Abbas and his retinue of interpreters arrived in Lincoln Sunday evening and spent the major part of Monday in the city. A visit was paid by the elderly apostle of the religious movement to the home of William J. Bryan, but the commoner was out of the city and he was disappointed at not being able to see him. The Baha'i Faith is a religious movement founded many years ago by Abdu'l-Bahá's father. And since his earliest childhood, he has been advocating the teachings of which he conversed freely through the medium of an interpreter. Without the least hesitancy, Abdu'l-Bahá carried on a conversation Monday afternoon with his interpreter in Persian, and with his Lincoln countrymen, he conversed in Arabic, directing one sentence at the interpreter and following this with another to his Lincoln visitors. Of his teaching, he spoke through his interpreter, stating that Baha'u'llah aims towards the unification of humanity, the oneness of nativity, and declared that all humanity was the servant of one God and was of one species. All people belong to one nativity, declared Abdu'l-Bahá, for the earth's sphere is one, and all humanity is the progeny of one. We are all submerged in the sea of the mercy of one God. Prejudice is destroyed. According to the teachings of Baha'u'llah, racial prejudices, political and patriotic prejudices, are destroying the foundations of humanity. So long as the world is not free from these prejudices, construction, progress, and peace is impossible. And the human world will not be composed and secure. Among the teachings of Baha'u'llah is the fact that the fundamental principles of everything is one. This foundation of the world is one reality, and this reality is neither multipliable or divisible. Where the difference in religion is found is in the dogma. Hence, the difference causes enmity among religions. The difference in human physiognomy, though having a realistic basis, nevertheless, it is the cause of strife which has only an idealistic basis. Abdu'l-Bahá advanced many other ideas regarding the religion which he advocated. For these, he was forced to spend 40 years of his life in a Turkish prison in Syria, where he was visited by Mr. Bryan on the latter's trip around the world. He is an aged man, 68 years of age, and when the Young Turks revolutionized the government of Turkey, Abdu'l-Bahá was given his freedom, as it was learned that he had committed no crime, but had only taught a religion contrary to the ideas of the government then in vogue. He has been in America about 6 months, and of Lincoln he spoke very highly. He declared himself as being pleased with the Lincoln air and the cleanliness of the city. The Abdul attracts attention wherever he goes. At the Lincoln Hotel Monday, he was the center of all eyes because of his Persian dress, his long white hair and beard, and the spotless white turban which he wore.